Well, thank you everyone for being here this morning. I know the invitation was a little unusual, and understandably so, as today's announcement is certainly a first for the city of Timmins. I'm pleased to share some personal news with you all today. It's with great joy and excitement that my husband, Andrew, and I are expecting our second child due to arrive in the fall. As you know, my dual roles of mayor and mother are extremely important to me. Serving as your mayor is a great honor, and I'm deeply committed to the well-being and progress of our city. But I also recognize the importance of prioritizing family during this special time. So what does this mean? As per the Municipal Act, and as per the city's pregnancy and parental leave policy for council members, I can be absent from the meetings of council for a period of 20 consecutive weeks. Should I require more time away, I can seek council's authorization by resolution to exceed the 20 weeks. At this time, I am planning, if all goes well, to take just a 5-month maternity leave, which is anticipated to start in late September or early October. I know that the city will be in capable hands during this time, as councillors Corey Robin and Andrew Marks will be serving as deputy mayor during my absence. I have full confidence in the both of them and in the rest of our council to continue the important work of serving our community. Rest assured, I intend to stay well informed, remaining in close contact with both council and administration, and will be available to provide guidance and support as needed. I want to assure residents that there is a plan to keep council's positive momentum going forward. We have a clear list of priorities, council priorities, in place, and we know the work that needs to get done. Over the coming months, I will continue to focus my attention on priorities such as housing and homelessness, renewing our infrastructure, advancing economic development, and much more. While I will certainly miss being actively involved in the day-to-day affairs of our city, I'm grateful for the opportunity to focus on my growing family. I want to underline the importance of work-life balance and prioritizing family. It's important for workplaces and governments to support all parents, regardless of gender, and taking the time they need to care for their families without facing career setbacks. While maternity or parental leaves tend to be longer, I feel a shorter leave in this case will allow for necessary bonding time while also ensuring continuity in leadership. I want to take this opportunity to thank the residents of the City of Timmins for your ongoing support and understanding. Together, we have accomplished great things, and I'm looking forward to see our city continue to move forward and thrive. Merci.
Your Worship, if I may,
yes.
A couple of questions from that front. How old is your daughter now?
She will be 4 next month.
Okay, and how old are you?
I'm 35, 35 and a half.
Okay, you're the second woman I've asked that.
You're brave, Bob.
How much time did you take off when your daughter was born?
In fact, I took 7 months off before returning back to work, and my husband took a few months of a parental leave as well.
You were a counselor then?
I was a counselor and working full-time, yes.
What type of historic perspective do you put in you being the first mayor to give birth while in office?
Well, I mean, of course, it's significant because it is a first, but really, women have been having babies for a long time. So really, I see this as just a woman doing what women do, having a baby while also holding down a job. So though it should be celebrated because it does speak to progression in terms of inclusion in these kind of spaces, it really should just be accepted as normal.
And you did help craft the policy for parental leave from council.
That's right. I was on council when we had adopted this policy back in 2019.
So you weren't a mom yet?
I wasn't a mom yet, no. But I was the first counselor to make use of the policy.
And also, I mean, this is your job. So anyone else in any other job is entitled to that.
Yes, precisely. That's just it. Just as if I was in any other workplace, I would be entitled to a leave. It's the same here. Of course, the Municipal Act does limit the length of time that one can miss council meetings for. But I know that I have a supportive council that should we require more time, if there are any health complications, that they'd be understanding of that.